B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From Beasley Media Group Station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
What you're hearing is actually an experiment. Scientists placed a Yankee, a Southern boy, and a Miami girl in the same room to observe how they interact with each other. For reasons unexplained, they created the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. If they see other humans, they tend to make immature jokes, so we place them on the radio for your safety.
Once I get lubed up, I'm ready to go. I'll talk to anybody.
Okay, that experiment failed.
Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren.
Okay, Roy, you're on. Go ahead.
Oh my gosh, I'm so nervous. Hi.
I like stuff. Live from his home studio, Roy Brown.
Morning.
Nicole Weaver in the house this morning. Good morning, Nicole.
What are you guys up to?
We're just having fun.
You hear us silly? Laughing? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're having a good time. How about you? You having a good time today?
Great.
Things were all thrown off this morning, Roy. I drove in and Nicole's car wasn't parked in her usual spot.
What's going on?
I'm a creature of habit, man.
Why is it not in her spot?
The first thing he goes, why aren't you parked? Not good morning. Not hey. Da-da-da. Why are you parked in a different spot?
Why are you?
There's a scooter, one of those electric scooters that you can rent, that is a little too close to my spot, and I didn't want to move it because I was scared that if I moved the scooter at 5 in the morning, that the scooter alarm would go off, and I didn't want to deal with that, so I left it, and I just parked someplace else.
It's so really a boring story,
Let me tell you all the type of employee that producer Nicole is. When she first got hired, you know, we all have, and I'm sure in your job too, we all have the unspoken rule about whose parking spot's who. You just have a system.
If you don't have a reserve system already, you just kind of have your own system.
You just kind of know, you know, you get there at work at the same time every day, that spot's available, you get that spot. Well, Mani, for years, had that spot that Nicole now occupies. We hire her, and, you know, Without trying to make a good impression on anyone, she don't care about that. She takes Mani's spot after years, and then we bring it to her attention. She's like, "Well, I get here before you."
I don't think I knew that was your spot.
You told me, and I quote, "You want me to produce the show? It starts with my parking spot."
I did not say that, and you know, I could curse right now at you because you know I did not say that.
You did say something to Alonzo, because we did bring it up to you. You did say to Alonzo, Bill, well, I get here before you.
Yeah, well, like, you all tried to legit get mad at one of my interns one time, because I told him, I said, hey, we're the first ones here. Park where you want.
No, we now have a rule. That's another case.
I think the bigger issue is how OCD I realized I am.
About parking?
Just about parking, and I guess like a lot. Like my wife goes, oh, you think you're so carefree and like very...
That is so mature of you.
And very California. You know, like, oh, go with the flow. But I'm here because I like to look at this setup in the morning. Like, I don't know if I could do my show from my closet in my homemade studio. It would be so weird to me.
A lot of people feel that way, though.
I'm afraid of that. Yeah, I'm afraid of that.
Yeah, it was a little tough for me when I was just huddled near a blanket and a little USB microphone. But now that I have a mixer board here and a whole kind of studio setup, I'm more at ease to work from home.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'll give you the day in 30 real quick. Yesterday, we got a delicious cake sent to us by our new favorite client, BW Sweets Bakery.
Yes.
And they sent this cake. If you haven't seen it, go to at the MRL show. It is a Kiss 95.1 boombox with the Mani, Roy, and Loren logo. And Roy, you wanted a piece of it. The problem was that nobody could get it to you.
Yeah, and plus, cake's like a sharing thing, and we don't really share right now.
Okay. Well, then part two of my story is going to freak you out. I had the cake. I took it home, and Amanda and I cut a huge slice of it. And then we continued to cut giant slices and handed it out to the neighborhood, to our neighbors.
Oh, my gosh. You know there's a Pandemics out there.
Pandemics? Isn't that a new band? No, dude, there's no pandemic on a cake. The virus doesn't live on food. You know that. So I cut nice slices of this beautiful BW Sweets bakery cake, and everybody texted how amazing it was. Just so you know, BW.
You're so lucky. BW Sweets cake, BW Sweets bakery. I cannot wait till next week because they said they're going to bring us some more stuff next week. I cannot wait until next week where I can dive into your delicious food.
I felt bad cutting it up, though. You know, it was so nicely done. So it was like pretty. A competition cake that I felt like I was on, you know, the Cooking Network. And yeah, I did feel real. Amanda went right in for it. They go, oh, whoa, whoa. You have no problem cutting that up?
Can we take our 50th photo first?
I did. It was so good, though. Anyway, I handed it out to all the neighbors. Dean and I put the cakes on a wagon. Uh-huh. We had like 6 pieces of cake on the wagon, and we walked around to our neighborhood. And I said, Dean, make sure you hand it to the people. Don't just leave it on the front porch because ants will get it. And he goes, yeah, Dad, I'll do FedEx. I'll knock, and then I'll wait. I go, yeah, do FedEx. What about you? What did you do yesterday?
So I was walking through the neighborhood, and there's this other older woman walking as well, but on the opposite way. And every time she would walk by me, we would engage in small talk. And every time I would be lapping around the neighborhood, I would be trying to come up with my next thing to say. And I realized how ridiculous this was of what was going on in my head. Like, the first time, it was like, I better get the walk in before it gets too hot, you know, and then you keep walking, you know. And then the next time you'd come in and be like, you know, it's just really nice to be in the shade. Try to hug the sides.
And then I'm just little things. There. Well, look at you being social in your neighborhood.
Try to find the stupidest little things that I could say in 3 seconds. Otherwise, because we've developed a rapport while walking and passing each other.
Good for you. And at least you can hear each other. That would suck if you walk past each other and you're like, hey, what's that? Eh, nothing. It was kind of irrelevant anyway.
Dude, I had headphones in.
She had headphones in too?
No. Oh. She had headphones. She like waved at me.
Nice. The whole thing. All right, we got to tell you, a woman gave birth on 4th of July weekend, but I can't figure out why she gave birth where she did. I just haven't read that much of the story. It just is a very weird spot. We'll tell you about it coming up at 6:20. Good Thursday morning with Manny, Roy, and Loren. Let's go. So this woman on 4th of July goes out on the lake like a lot of people do, Roy. This took place in Florida. In Tampa, and her husband and 2 kids took out a pontoon boat. They had a boat reservation that day, they said, and they were going out like they normally do on 4th of July weekend. The only difference is that Amber, the mom, was pregnant and was about 2 weeks away from her due date. So they went out for about 30 minutes, and 30 minutes into their boat ride, Amber's contractions started. So she immediately called her doctor. And the doctor said, just wait a little bit and see how you feel. And if you have any more contractions, call us back. And we recommend you head back to shore.
Okay.
Within 40 minutes from the time that she talked to the doctor, the baby was out. couldn't even make it back to the dock.
That's really fast.
Right? My husband called 911. They began delivering the son while the boat was headed for the shores. Luckily, there was other family members on board the boat, too, that helped. He was able to get her to the beach around 5:30 p.m. Firemen and medics were waiting. Just minutes later, the family welcomed their baby, Aiden, who was 10 days early.
Wow. Yeah, you know, I mean,
he even got to cut the umbilical cord on the boat.
Oh, it's so weird.
What a cool story, though.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, it's true. Listen, it's their third one. We talked about this yesterday, third child syndrome. When parents have, like, the first one, they're helicopter parents, and everything's important. By the time the third one comes through and they fall, they're like, figure it out.
Oh, they're like, I've had 2 others. We can have this kid here. Give me a towel. Somebody give me a towel.
Exactly. Give me a towel. But
use your pocket knife. We'll cut the umbilical cord right here. It's no big deal.
It is a cool story, though, that kid gets to tell, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? My name's Aiden, and I was born on a boat. Hi, Aiden. Speaking of babies, I saw, and then this other story, a baby was born in a Walmart parking lot. Now, this is, you call it, so the last woman was 2 weeks away from her due date. This woman was supposed to be on her way to the hospital. She already had contractions. Her water broke, and she had to stop by Walmart to get pillows and a comforter because she wasn't comfortable with what the hospital had. And she didn't even make it out. She gave birth inside a Walmart in Cleveland.
Well, you know what, though? In their defense, you do hear all these stories on that, well, you have more than enough time.
Yeah.
You know, once you start having the contractions and stuff.
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
This is Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So yesterday on the show, we asked, what's something you have to explain about your hometown? Because where I'm from, Roanoke, Virginia, if you drive through, you're going to see a massive, massive LED star on the side of the mountain that lights up at night, called the Mill Mountain Star, because we're the Star City of the South. And you have to explain to people why it's there and what purposes it serves. You know, at one time, when it was first constructed, if there was a fatality, a traffic fatality, like a car accident, it would light up red at night. And so you would look up at the mountain, and you'd be like, oh, somebody got hurt. Yeah. And you know,
but that's also not common knowledge, Roy. Like, I know Roanoke. I couldn't tell you what, like, the main, you know, like, here we have the banking capital and, you know, NASCAR in Charlotte. But, like, I don't know what Roanoke's main company is, the big headquarters in Roanoke. And I wouldn't even know it's called the Star City. That's why you have to explain it to people.
You have to explain it to people. So what do you have to explain to people about your hometown? We put this up on Insta. And this is so true about Charlotte. You got to explain that Uptown is downtown.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were part of downtown for years, and then they changed the name to Uptown.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, who decided to do that? People in Rock Hill?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? People that are real down south?
I think, if I remember correctly, talking with some people that's been here all their life, that downtown used to be riddled with crime.
Ah.
And so they had to, like, clean it up. And so they called it Uptown. I guess it's fancy. I don't know.
And then a song was written about it.
Right. Uptown Girl.
Uptown Funk. Right.
Uptown Funk, too. Yeah. Yep. Both after Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
Mount Airy, North Carolina is also called Mayberry. It's based off of Mayberry, the TV show.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And then, let's see here. This is interesting. Someone says about, you know, the Jonas Brothers restaurant over in Belmont.
Mm-hmm.
They said that they, one, have to explain that we have a Jonas family restaurant here. And two, that why, because evidently a lot of people in Charlotte realize it's overpriced to live in Charlotte, and they're going to Belmont now.
So the Jonas Brothers commercialized Belmont.
Yeah, Belmont. Mm-hmm. So they have to explain all that. Let's see here. Hoboken, New Jersey, birthplace of baseball and Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, that's true. I used to party in Hoboken growing up. I told you yesterday, speaking of New Jersey, there was a kind of like a Carowinds in New Jersey called Action Park that was a combination of like a amusement park and a water park. And they had basically no rules and people would get hurt constantly. And it was shut down after so many like lawsuits, and the state finally came in and was like, hey, you can't fire somebody out of a water cannon and not have them land in the water. Like, they were landing on the side. And you just knew it. You took the risk. And that's kind of like the New Jersey. Did you know the New Jersey Devil story?
No.
So it's the name of our hockey team, but we didn't just pick the hockey team because we think the devil's cool.
Okay.
Apparently in the Pine Barrens of New Jersey, which is an area of wooded area, the story goes that this woman gave birth to like her 10th kid and didn't want it and said, I hope you become the devil, and then threw the kid out the window. And that's how the legend of the New Jersey Devil came about.
Okay.
You're crazy. Now, Nicole is saying that you're wrong about Uptown Charlotte, Roy. Go ahead, producer Nicole. What are you hearing?
I've heard numerous times that it's because of the elevation of everything. Because when you're traveling to the downtown area, you're actually going up in elevation, so they decided to call it Uptown because you're actually traveling uptown. Well, and if you Google it, that's the case too.
Yeah, I was about to say, but if you talk to people who actually lived here all their lives, which I like to...
Roy likes to go from the street.
But that's
I like to go with the people on the street.
My professor, when I did my freshman year at UNC Charlotte, one of my professors was born and raised here, and that's what he told me.
I was told that you were getting murdered all the time up in downtown, and they did a whole revitalization campaign.
The guy goes, "This is the last time I'm getting murdered. We're now calling it Uptown." What grade did you get in that class, Nicole?
A, 4.0 at UNC Charlotte.
Oh, everybody wins over there, huh?
Everything feels... I thought it was
smart. I've graduated college with a 3.8, a-hole.
Oh, ho! Whoa. With that mouth. Still to come. Holy cow. I graduated with like a 3.2. You're not that much farther. It's like our ratings in this town.
I graduated with a 2.7, okay? So you watch...
But you graduated Harvard.
Yeah.
Business school online. All right. This is funny. We found an article. Women share the moment they realize that they became their mother. Oh, this is good stuff. One of them said she's reusing plastic baggies, like the sandwich baggies. She tells the kids, don't throw those away. We could reuse them. We got a whole list of these. They're hilarious. Coming up at 6:50.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren at Kiss 95.1.
All right, ladies, listen up. We've done this with men, and when they realize they became dad, this is a list from BuzzFeed. When women realized that they turned into their own moms. I just read you one a little while ago. One woman said, I realized I was my mom when my kids were throwing away their sandwich baggies, and I said, whoa, wash them out, and we'll use them again. Here's another one. When my friend complimented my shirt and said that it was so soft, I proudly went through all the material that was in the shirt on my tag.
Okay.
Someone said, I realized I became my mother when I said, close that door. You're letting all the cold air out.
Yeah.
I realized I became my mom when I was the one in the group of friends who always made sure that everyone goes to the bathroom before we went out.
Before like a road trip. All right, who needs to use the restroom? We're about to leave.
Jenny, we're not stopping for you. Let's see. Someone said when I spit on a napkin to wipe my kid's face is when I realized I became my mom. Likewise, Roy, when you spit in your hand and you use it to fix your kid's hair before they go into church.
Yeah.
Come here, your hair's spiking up. Ew. I knew I became my mom when I lectured my own friends on their way to a party about staying together, not accepting drinks from strangers, and not getting in trouble with the cops.
Oh, gosh, I do remember that as a kid. We had, like, meet-up locations if we ever got lost. Like, make sure you meet here.
Yeah.
You know.
We don't have a ton of time now, and there's someone on hold that I want to get to coming up after 7, Roy. But later on in the show, we have to talk about what was it that your parents said to you before you left for the night? Like, mine was, my mom would say, when I was with my friends, stay together. That was her big thing. Stay together.
Okay.
What would your mom say before you went out? I know my other moms would be like, you have enough money? Like, you have your money?
No, they never asked if I needed money because they don't really
didn't have any. Well, it wasn't like they were asking if you needed it. It was more like, do you have enough money in case you have emergency money almost?
No, I guess it was just call if you need anything because my parents also didn't care. I don't even think they cared about the stay together thing. My dad would encourage me to like walk 5 miles to the Walmart. Like. I don't think they cared at all where I went and what I did.
About staying together. Nicole, what about you? What did your mom or dad say to you before you left?
Probably a coat. They always, always to have a coat.
Like got a coat? Yeah, Mom, I got a coat. Oh, it's so funny. All right, we'll get into that later on in the show.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren at Kiss 95.1.
So Lynn is on line 7, Roy. Let's say good morning to Lynn. Hey, Lynn.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're well. I really want to talk to you because I heard you had a crazy dream about the show. And
I'm very interested to hear. I had to call it in. It's absolutely bananas.
Was this last night?
It was.
Okay, so this is fresh. All right, what happened?
Mm-hmm. So in my dream, I'm married to Roy. And we're madly in love. Madly in love.
Okay, well, let's just pause. Mm-hmm. Just before we continue, do you know that I'm gay?
Yes. Okay. My dream. We were amazingly in love, and
That's what makes it a dream, Roy. Anything can happen in Lynn's world.
Exactly. Because maybe she didn't know.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So you tell me that Mamie is a great cook. Like a world-renowned great cook. And you want him to come over to the house to, like, make us a meal. So Mamie shows up, and he's like, all right, I got to get in my zone. I got to, you know, be ready for the brilliance to come out. But he has to do it in the nude.
Stop. I tell you guys in your dream that I have to cook. I'm going to make you a delicious meal, but I got to do it in the nude.
Fully in the nude. It's the only way you can really feel like you're rocking it.
Oh, Lynn.
Can I just say that's not that far off?
You mean it's more likely for me to cook in the nude than it is for you to be in a relationship with Lynn Roy?
Yeah.
In her dream?
Do you know how many times you've gotten nude in the studio? I've never been naked in that studio. I've seen a lot of you.
Lynn, have you listened to the Mamie, Roy, and Loren show for a long time?
Oh, my God. I love you guys.
Okay.
Every single morning.
So then you are picking up on things that you've heard on the show. Uh-huh. And it worked its way into the dream. How funny is that?
It did. It did. And, I mean, Roy was completely okay with you cooking in the nude. He had no problem with it. And I was like, you're going to burn your thing. Like, I mean, I was freaking out. And I was like, but let me just tell you, the meal was absolutely delicious.
Oh, good.
The dream meal was absolutely delicious.
Oh, good. The dream meal.
Yes.
You know why I was so good with you being
beautiful?
Manny, do you know why I was so good with you being in the nude? Was because I was actually gay in the dream, but I'm stuck in this heterosexual marriage. I had to take a look.
Oh, boy, I have your beard. That works.
Oh, that's so funny. All right. Well, Lynn, we're glad that you had a wonderful dream about the Mamie, Roy, and Loren show. Loren wasn't in it, though, and neither was producer Nicole, huh?
No, maybe next time.
Yeah.
Maybe next time.
Okay. Yeah, and did you kiss Roy in your dream at all? Do you remember? Was there anything romantic going on?
I mean, we were totally PDA, the whole game.
Okay.
Bananas. Absolutely bananas.
Okay. I love it. All right, Lynn. Well, thank you. Thanks for sharing your dream with us. Have a great day, okay?
You too, guys. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for listening. There's Lynn in Pineville who had a dream that she was married to Roy and everything was great. I like the fact that you thought that dream was like the weirdest thing about it was me cooking naked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty strange.
I know. But you're right. I do get I used to get naked in the studio. I don't anymore.
Why?
I don't know. I'm 45 with a kid now and,
yeah,
you know, maybe embarrassed my dad bod a little bit.
Oh, buddy, listen, it's sexy. It's everyone loves that.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mamie, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
All right, so the America's favorite fast food chain and America's favorite chained restaurants.
So I think America's favorite fast food chain, I haven't seen this article, and it's either going to be an obvious one in my head or I'm going to be surprised by it. So I'm going to give you my surprise guess, not my obvious guess.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say that America's number one fast food chain isn't going to be McDonald's, not Chick-fil-A. It's going to be something like Hardee's.
Hardee's?
Yes. Like, I just have, like, I'm kind of out of the box. Oh, out of the box. Yes. Taco Bell. That's my new guess. Taco Bell, 100%. Tell me I'm right.
Manny and I was driving up through Lincolnton, and we saw Hardee's. And I'm like, who eats there outside of breakfast time?
And I like the fact that you even knew that they were known for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Hardee's breakfast is some of the best food.
Roy, I'm going to change my answer to Taco Bell is the number one fast food place as voted by Americans.
Okay. Manny, you are incorrect. The number five, I'll start to number five and we'll work our way to number one.
All right.
There are, by the way, between the full service restaurant, like the chain restaurants and the fast food restaurants, I think there's Shockers on both.
Okay. I was very confident about my answer, so now I'm curious.
Number five, Dunkin'. A lot of people go to Dunkin', and they're everywhere, especially when you get up to the big cities like, you know, Boston and Philly. They'll put like four on the same block.
I don't consider them fast food, but okay. I don't want to get into a huge argument.
Well, then you're really not going to consider this fast food. Number four, Domino's.
I mean, no.
Yeah, it's not a drive-thru. Okay, how about this shocking one? Number three, Arby's.
Oh.
I would have never thought that they were on the top fast food chain. And I like Arby's. Don't get me wrong. I'm a big fan of the classic beef and cheddar.
Yeah, and I was going to say, Roy, your article, I don't know where it's from, but I'm sure they asked people who frequent fast food places a lot. Like, they didn't just go to employees. Yeah.
Yes. Let's see here. Number two, Chipotle.
Come on. That's not a fast food place. Nicole, am I right? These aren't fast food places, Dunkin', Domino's, Arby's. Chipotle. Arby's is. Oh, don't make number one be like a place where I have to get out of my car and walk in. Like, if it's McAllister's, I'm going home.
Wendy's.
The number one, now they do have really good Twitter, too. The number one fast food chain here in America this year is Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what I was thinking. That's what I
was going to guess, but I didn't know because they're not everywhere in the United States.
And Chick-fil-A has caused massive traffic backups everywhere. Like, you can't be near Chick-fil-A and not be waiting down, like, in the middle of the intersection.
They have reinvented the drive-thru. Like, now, as soon as you pull into the parking lot, someone's on you to take your order. Yep. I'm like, I don't even know. I didn't even really want to come in here. Can I look at the menu?
I pull up to Burger King and I ask, is there going to be someone that comes out, or do I have to talk to a box? I don't know. I don't know how it works anymore.
Here's the local Burger King. Hello. Yellow. I love that big number eight, the chicken hero.
All right. Before, you know, Popeyes was in the chicken game. Everybody else is in the chicken game. And then Burger King's over there going, we have chicken sandwiches, but.
I do love the BK chicken sandwich. All right. What is the other one, though? The sit-down restaurants?
Yeah, this is the chain restaurants. By the way, quick note about Chick-fil-A. They have postponed Cal Appreciation Day, where they give out free Chick-fil-A. That information is up at kiss951.com if you want to read more about that. But
pass, but okay. I don't know who wrote about that. It's not that exciting, but okay. Can I get the author's name?
I didn't know. I did. Yeah.
All right.
Because it's a pretty big holiday in my house.
I love you. All right. Give us the sit-down restaurants.
Okay. These are the chain sit-down restaurants. Number five, Red Lobster.
Okay.
Number four, Olive Garden.
I was going to say it.
Number three, Cracker Barrel. They're at the end of every interstate. If you're on road trips and you want a big, hearty southern meal, you can pull off the interstate and go to a Cracker Barrel. And they got that candy store.
I feel like they should be higher. I feel like Cracker Barrel should be in the top three, top two.
All right, number two, Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, overrated.
What?
I think Texas Roadhouse is overrated. I don't love
really?
Their food.
Really? The yes. chicken critters and the rolls?
I will not get into an argument where I have to defend my opinion on Texas Roadhouse, Roy. I just won't. Not this morning.
And I forget, is Texas Roadhouse the place that you can throw the nuts on the floor, or was that Logan's? I keep forgetting.
I think that's Texas Roadhouse, but I think they banished that. Even pre-COVID, they were like, this is disgusting.
That was so cool.
If number one,
peanuts, throw them in the floor.
If number one's not Friday's or Chili's, come on. What is it?
This is the shocker to me. Number one chain restaurant is a Longhorn Steakhouse.
I remember going to one of those.
Last time I went to one was a long, long time ago, and I thought it was like Longhorn to me back in Roanoke was like fine dining. It was so expensive. So I never went there.
It was like the Palm.
It really was. I'm like, whoa, cloth tabletops? Hello.
Where y'all going to eat tonight? Longhorn? What's the occasion?
Put the blue suede shoes on. Here we go.
Dude, Chili's has great food, cheap prices, and Fridays, I love every, like, they do the Jack, they cook everything in Jack Daniels. It's delicious.
Yeah, no, you and I would sometimes go up to university, just eat some Fridays together.
I know. All right. What a terrible list. I'm so anti that list, and I'm usually on board with the list we do.
All of it was awful.
All right. If you missed anything, we'll put it up at the kiss951.com under the MRL Show tab.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Obviously, Loren's still out on maternity leave with baby Jackson. She posted a picture an hour ago. Did you guys see it? Baby Jackson was milk drunk at 5:30. So she's still getting up early, Roy.
That's good. I think she's going to, in about 2 weeks, join us.
Yay. That'll be awesome. So this woman sends us a DM, and she says she's been dating this guy for about a month and a half, freshly dating, and he doesn't call her. He doesn't text her. He only FaceTimes her.
Okay.
And her friend, you tell me what you guys think of this, Nicole and Roy. Her friend says she knows why. It's obvious.
He's I know why, too.
He's married.
Okay, I don't know why.
And apparently, she goes on to say, we had some back and forth in our DM. She goes on to say that text messages can show up on several devices. Like, you could do something where if you text on your phone, it might show up on your wife's iPad.
I don't know.
And
I know,
FaceTime's untrackable is what her friend is saying. It doesn't leave a paper trail.
I have friends who, like my buddy Taylor, he is this big fitness guru, owns a gym, and whenever I text him, he'll call me because he doesn't like texting. So he's probably the type of person that would FaceTime you or call you.
Nicole, are there certain friends that you have that you FaceTime only?
I mean, I wouldn't say like that's the only form of communication, but there are definitely people where, like, if they text me and I know it's about to be a conversation, that I just won't respond. I'll FaceTime and we'll talk for a couple minutes, especially if I'm just watching TV or something or on a walk. I'll call them instead of texting.
Well, and get this. This is what I was going to say, Manny. I thought that maybe the reason why he was FaceTiming all the time is because he has weird trusting issues where he wants to know what she's doing every second of the day.
That could be the other side of it too, Roy. You're absolutely like, right.
Well, you know, because you don't know what someone's doing during the day when they're texting. But if you call them, you can kind of see around. What are you doing?
She said that her friend says that it's so that there's no paper trail. FaceTime doesn't leave a paper trail. And maybe he's married and a significant other could check out the records of a phone because phone calls are logged by the company and iMessages could show up on other iPhone, Apple items.
But so do phone calls.
Yeah, I thought that too. FaceTime does also, doesn't it?
I mean, on my phone, if I go to, I can see who I FaceTime. I mean, I can delete it, but I can delete a regular phone call too.
But would that show up on your iPad if your iPad was in your house too?
Yeah, I would assume so.
Yeah, right? I would think so too. Now I don't know.
Because I think for Apple, like you have to physically delete from each Apple device.
Huh.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. It's confusing. But I would say that the guy probably just wants to see you. And we're in such a time right now where everybody thinks that everyone's cheating. And a lot of it has to do with us and War of the Roses. I get it. Which, by the way, a brand new one's coming up in 8 minutes. But a lot of us think that you... And let me ask you guys this. Can you do a FaceTime call without texting the person saying you're going to do a FaceTime call? Can you just FaceTime somebody?
No, you cannot. Yeah. That's intrusive. Give me a second to make sure I'm not doing something embarrassing.
Just don't answer then. But like if I want to call somebody, I mean, I don't FaceTime everybody, but there's probably three people who we don't talk on the phone. Every time we have a phone conversation, it's via FaceTime.
And you don't text that person and say, hey,
no,
I'm
going
to FT you here.
But if they don't, like there are definitely times where they don't respond or they don't pick up, but they'll call me 5 minutes later.
Okay.
I don't know. I think it's such a... If someone FaceTimes me unexpected, I text back, like, what's wrong with you? Will you give me, I have to put the camera up high enough.
I FaceTime both of you, but usually with Dean. Like, Dean wants to see you guys, my son. You know, or I have Ruby, and I'll FaceTime Nicole, and I'll be like, hey, look who I'm holding.
Little cutie.
I like Roy, though. Roy goes, you can't FaceTime me. I got to get the angles right. It's a whole thing.
Of course. He's an old man.
The Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Ben is with us, and Ben, you think your girlfriend might be cheating on you?
Yes. I was on Yelp the other day looking up restaurants in Valentine. And there was this one in particular. I was checking it out, and I noticed that she had written a review for it. And we haven't been there. And so I read it, and it kind of seemed like that she was on a date. She said that the food was great. I'm reading it right here. I was on a date. I had a really great time, and it took a long time to get there. That's what she said.
Okay.
But that wasn't you.
No.
Okay.
Unless I'm, not me.
My next question is, look at the date, bro.
Yeah.
Is it from 2 years ago?
No. It is a brand new restaurant. It just opened out there. And so I'm pretty positive that it was recent.
You were together in that time frame. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Let's call her and see what's going on.
Let's
do it. Hello? Hi, I'm looking for Mariah.
This is her.
Hi, Mariah. My name is Jen. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have your name and number here as our weekly social media tag contest winner. Congratulations.
Thank you, but I'm not sure who this is.
We are an online gift company, and we do some social media giveaways, and I have your name here as our winner. One of your friends tagged you in our contest, and I have a $125 man package for you to send to somebody. It includes some cigars, a Panthers jersey, and a bottle of bourbon. I also have a gift certificate for dinner for two at Steakhouse.
Oh, God. No, I did not have a very good experience at that restaurant before, but...
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, maybe you can give that one away to someone else.
Well, actually, he'd actually think it was kind of funny, so... All right, I got someone you can give it to.
Okay, who should we send this to?
You can send it to Scott.
Okay, and what would you like to write on Scott's card?
Just say that I thought this was something to brighten your day. I know you've been having a tough time lately.
Okay.
What's your review of... Real, by the way.
Oh, it was just like the service was horrible. Mm-hmm. It took us forever to get our food. I wrote a pretty nasty review on there because I was pretty upset.
Were you like on like a date?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where was Ben when you were on that date?
Mariah, yeah. Those two voices that you just heard were my counterparts. You're on the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show on War of the Roses. Ben's been on the phone the whole time.
There's a lot of emotions going on right now. Like, I'm a big fan of your show, so I've got a great time.
You red hand.
What is actually going on right now?
We're glad that you like the show, but that doesn't make up for the fact that you're cheating on Ben.
Yeah, who's Scott, and why are you going on date nights with him?
Well, I mean, you know, it's a two-way street, right? Like, Ben right now, you know, this is kind of me matching his infidelities because I know he does it, so you know what? I'm going to do whatever I want to do, too.
What?
So.
What?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Don't act surprised.
Ben, are you cheating?
Yes.
That is a thoroughbred lie. I am not cheating. I'm not seeing anybody.
I know you are.
With who?
Okay.
My best friend. Laura told me all about it.
With your best friend?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so why did you totally say, like, why are you guys not communicating with each other? Ben, are you messing around with... With Laura?
No. She's just whipping this out of her pocket.
She's making this up out of thin air.
Totally. Can't you tell?
Okay.
I mean,
I don't know. She had that line locked and loaded pretty quickly.
Right. She thought of that very fast.
She just doesn't want to be shamed on radio.
So, Mariah, if this has been going on, how long has it been going on between Ben and your friend?
Well, I mean, she said like 2 months, so I don't know if it's longer than that or if that's the truth, but, you know.
That is so hilarious.
So it's funny that you're cheating on me.
Wait, hang on, but you're cheating on Ben. Don't lose sight of that either, Mariah.
Yeah, I went on a date, though. It wasn't like what he's doing with Laura. Like, I went on a date. Yeah, it was fun, but, like, that was it.
You also wrote a review on Yelp, and that's how Ben found out, by the way.
How did you find that?
Well, you put on the review that you were there on a date.
Yeah, well, I had to tell the truth at the moment.
Okay.
I'm so confused.
Are you guys both cheating on each other?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, I guess we can all agree that this relationship isn't the best, and maybe we should reevaluate if it should continue.
Everyone should just go their separate ways.
And do we ban Mariah from listening for a day because of her infidelities? She's a fan of the show, but this is War of the Roses, and we don't condone cheating.
No, of course not.
Good luck, okay?
All right.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
And here's a story you don't hear every day. Roy and his partner, Sterling, who are now engaged, happily engaged. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, I really haven't talked to you. Are you guys happily engaged? Have you found true bliss now that you're wearing rings?
No, it's been miserable the whole time. Of course we have been.
Yeah. That's what a lot of people go, like a lot of straight people who don't care if gay people get married or not go, yeah, if you want to be miserable like me, go ahead. What do I care? Yeah, that's nice. Anyway, we're so happy for you, Roy. But you had an incident that included you, your boyfriend Sterling, and Facebook.
Yeah, you know, we got, to be clear, 99.9% of all the messages we received was very positive and wonderful.
On social media.
We did receive a handful of some bad ones. And typically, you know, whenever I get bad messages, I'll either delete them, block them, report them, move on. But this guy that we had on Insta was pretty rough. He said some pretty hateful things. Some pretty derogatory things. And I wanted to leave it up. I wanted people to see. I made the decision. I want people to see what we get, what people say to us.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, in the process, reported the comment. My fiance, Sterling, reported that comment.
To?
Instagram.
Okay, there's like a general Instagram button that you can push or like.
You can report messages that are hate speech.
Yeah.
And Instagram reviewed it. And determined that it did not violate their policies, which was shocking. Shocking. I can't tell. Put it this way. I cannot tell you what the person said on the radio because we have regulations by the FCC, but the internet has no government regulation body. So I can't say it here, but you can say it on Instagram. And Instagram says, well, that's okay with us.
Wow.
So we then, of course, post that. Say, hey, listen, Sterling posted on his personal Instagram, hey, we reported it, and Instagram doesn't think it's a big deal that this person can fill hate speech about us.
Mm-hmm.
And that started a massive thing, almost to the point where I'd even say low-key viral throughout the Charlotte area of all these people, including her wife, by the way, who was tagging Instagram, Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook, reaching out to the people to say, hey, how do you not think this is a violation of your policies?
Yeah, I saw my wife was all in on it.
It was really bad with what the person said. And, Sterling works for a consumer packaged goods company. He has friends that work for Facebook, and they saw that. So people that work for Facebook saw it, and they're like, what do you mean? Like they were like, I can't believe our team didn't consider this against the policy. So they internally went up the chain to figure out what's wrong with the system.
Right.
Like there's no way that the moderators should have thought that this was okay.
And that's why I asked before, Roy, like if how you reported it on Instagram, because I'm wondering if the moderator is just a computer that has words in its database, and if you show the word, like any of those trigger words, then it gets marked. Like, is the moderator an actual person read the quote that you guys sent to the Instagram police, for a better word?
I think it's both that. I think it's an automated system, and I think there's somebody that kind of looks over not each individual case, but I think there's somebody monitors all the thousands, you know?
Right.
But there are built-in protections that whenever you have, you know, hate speech, those keywords should be activated, and that should pull it down.
Right.
Which this person did say those really awful things, and it should have brought it down, which is why everybody was shocked that then Instagram sends a message saying, no, this is okay.
Right.
And so the person sent it up the ladder with Facebook corporate, because Facebook owns Instagram, and they determine that there was most likely an issue with that filter. And because it didn't meet the whatever automated guidelines are, the person who deems whatever's appropriate or not appropriate, instead of taking time to actually personally looking through all the messages themselves, they just believed whatever the computer said and deemed it not inappropriate.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's scary,
yeah,
by the way. Like, that's scary that there's no one really watching the system.
Yeah, there should be thousands of people daily checking out for that stuff. Because it's and believe me, we understand freedom of speech. Nobody understands that more than the Manny, Roy, and Loren show, who we thrive and make a living off of freedom of speech. Mm-hmm. And if you disagree with Sterling and Roy, that's fine. But you don't have to do it in a way that is such hateful. Using hateful terminology and threatening. Like, you know, threatening people as well,
mm-hmm.
which isn't good. So Facebook. So thank God Sterling knew somebody in the Facebook corporate world.
Well, they saw it because it got so many shares.
Yeah.
So like I can't even tell you how many shares. It got so many eyes to where they reached out to him, and they were just shocked that the person didn't take the time to look into this, that they just believed whatever the computer system said. And it was taken down. But it probably stayed up for 3 days while Facebook corporate was figuring it out.
So did they ban the user, Roy?
I don't think they banned him. I think they removed all of his comments and hate speech. But I do know that someone went through and read everything, and we finally got some human eyes on it. And they're just trying to figure out why the filter didn't catch those words.
Yeah.
But the way I've looked into it, it's pretty much a report will come to the people. The computer will tell them what the computer thinks based upon their automated systems. And that person confirms or, I guess, denies the report. And that person, whoever handled that, just believed whatever the computer said instead of actually looking through the thread. And it started this whole thing. And I wanted to talk about it because I wanted to bring light that, these systems aren't perfect and that people are really awesome, because within 72 hours, we got a lot of people to speak their minds, and Facebook corporate heard and they figured it out. And I think that's really powerful when you look at it like that.
I like the other thing too, the way you started it. You said like 95% of the comments were all positive anyway.
They were.
You know?
They were.
And I was reading some comments, too, who were like, hey, I'm conservative and I'm religious and I still am so happy for you. That's 100%. All.
I don't paint all everyone to be a certain way. I'm not that type of way at all.
No, but it's nice that you also can be happy for someone, you know, mm-hmm. even if you don't 100% agree on everything they're doing. Be happy. Just be happy. Sure. All right. Thanks, Roy, for the update. That's good stuff. So if you get blocked once, basically, send it to Sterling, and he'll send it up the Facebook chain. Well, that's what we're telling you.
Get this. How stupid am I? I told Sterling, I'm like, wait, so can you talk to them about getting me verified?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hey, guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
I love your laugh, Roy.
Thanks, man.
So this is from a website called AshleyWeston.com.
Okay.
Don't Google it. I don't even know where it came from. Okay. But it's the first things a woman notices on a man. And I thought it was interesting. I started looking through this, and I was like, okay. So we'll start with number 8, Roy, and we'll work our way down. Like, one of the top 8 things that a woman notices on a man is his scent. Body odor, yes. Cologne, breath. Your scent is an indication of how considerate you are to yourself. Number 7 is hair. The type of hairstyle you have, if it's maintained, and how clean your look is. But there was a whole sort of movement where the whole sloppy hair thing was in not too long ago.
Oh, yeah. Like back in 2010 with long hair thing.
Right? Yeah, like kind of moppy. Yeah. And like if you didn't do anything to it, it was like, hey, it was cool. I woke up like this. I'm all right. How about this? These are first things a woman notices about a man. Your hands. How groomed and clean your hands are. Fingers and fingernails.
Ooh, I struggle with that.
Are they rough?
I'm a nail biter.
You are?
Oh yeah, big time. Big time. I don't think I've had long, like normal nails since the time you and I went to go get a manicure.
Roy, shh, don't talk about that. That was our time.
I know it was our time. But ever since then, I actually took time to like tell myself, don't bite your nails. You're going to go get a manicure and you don't want to be embarrassed in front of everyone. So, but since I haven't gotten one, I just do my own thing now.
By the way, that was for a client. Lest anyone think that Roy and I had a Sunday manicure day when football was on.
No, but I like manicures. I'd get them all the time if I had long nails.
Let's see. Shoes. A woman notices a man's shoes. What shoes you're wearing based on the occasion and how clean they are. They indicate a lot more about a man than he often thinks.
By the way, I like all of these. I cared nothing about until I met my fiance.
And by the way, I like how all of these I don't do well, and Amanda still loves me 2 kids later and almost 10 years of marriage. Now here's one we could bite into. Personality. I've been waiting for this one. It's number 4 on the list. It's halfway down. Whether you're interacting or maybe she's observing you from afar, the way you interact with others and carry yourself, if all things were immediately noticed, are you well-spoken? What's your demeanor? Are you funny, serious, shy, nice, well-mannered, rude? Women look at those, and that makes them understand a man based on his personality.
That's how people, you and I, have chances.
Well, when I met Amanda at first, I didn't ask for her number. I was too nervous because she was around all of her friends. Mm-hmm. So I asked a mutual friend of ours for her number. She gave it to me. Yeah, right. I know. I'm like 35. And she gave it to me. And I called her and left a funny voicemail.
Would you leave?
Let me get my phone tube.
Okay.
Hey, Amanda. How you doing? This is Dr. Maney, the very rich, wealthy doctor that you met last night. I'm on my yacht right now. You can give me a call back, though, at your earliest inconvenience. And I'd love to talk. Okay, bye.
Well, her and her friend heard it. And Amanda goes, it wasn't that funny, but you had my friend cracking up, her friend Lacey, and was like, Amanda, you have to call him.
That was pretty funny. She didn't like that?
She did, but you know Amanda.
You have to be coy, you know.
Yeah, or like, you know, she's not easily overly impressed. You know that. All right, here's a couple more. These are things that women notice about a man: their clothes, how put together you are, regardless of what style you are. If your clothes are proportioned to your body, then it doesn't matter what your body type is, as long as you know what your cut is. I think we're good on that. Smile. It's important. Mm-hmm. And the last
especially
one.
Teeth.
Oh, teeth aren't on the list, but face is. Face is the number one thing, according to this AshleyWeston.com website. Things that women notice on a man. The first thing they notice is a face.
Okay.
Your features, good or bad, and how you make the best of what you have.
the best of what you have.
You being, I mean, it's true, Roy. We don't have Brad Pitt faces. We don't have Leo DiCaprio faces, damn it. But we're trying to make the best of what we have. I keep some sort of a beard because I think it's my look.
Okay.
You don't grow
keep
a beard.
Soul patch.
I did, and then she canceled that. This goes on to say, is your skin clean looking, facial hair kept in check, eyebrows on fleek, nose hair groomed? Amanda does hate when I get nose and ear hairs. Anyway,
Amanda used
tough.
To have a soul patch and a pinky ring. That's the type of guy he is.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Let's go back to a conversation that we started earlier this morning and pushed off to later. It was about, and it's simple, you guys, and you can text us, but we sure love to talk to you on the phone at 704-570-9595. And I think it's something everyone can relate to, Roy. We want to know, what is the last thing that your mom or dad said to you before you left the house to go out with your friends? Either in high school, or maybe you lived at home or moved back to home when you got older. That's the funnier part, is when you're like 23 and mom goes, don't forget your jacket.
or be back by this time. You know, my parents used to, so we, when I became a teenager and I was able to like really drive and go be with friends, my parents moved from our small little house to a cabin up in the woods.
And you moved from a small house to a smaller house?
No, a small house to a cabin, a bigger house.
Okay.
So it was, but it was up in the woods. And so the thing that my mom was very worried about whenever I would go hang out with friends and not come home till like midnight, 1 a.m., was number one, if I was going to step on a snake, getting back in. And she would always say, I'm going to leave all the lights on, all the floodlights, in case there's any bears. She was very afraid of me getting attacked by a bear.
Wow.
And then she would always leave the back door unlocked, which like totally unsafe. But
yeah.
You know, when you're up in the woods, who's going to go up there and bother you?
Yeah, my mom's big thing was, because we would go out as a group, and I grew up in New Jersey, and even when I was in high school, my mom would say it, and then when I got older and I lived at home and commuted to college and would go into the city or like Hoboken, New Jersey to party, my mom would always say to me and my friends, stay together. Mm-hmm. Make sure you stay together. What was yours, Nicole? What mom used to say to you?
My mom was always very big on me having a coat, and if I remember correctly, I hated puffy coats, so I would stick to my guns and not have any coat, so it'd be winter and I would still have my t-shirt because I didn't want to wear a coat.
That is so you. If I could think of anyone that is not wearing a proper attire in the wintertime back when you're young, that is totally you. Mm-hmm. And your personality.
I'm pretty sure there's like pictures of people with coats and it's just me and my t-shirt.
You're too cool, you know, you're athletic.
Yeah,
jock.
I didn't, to cool. Be honest, I didn't like the way if my hands would stick out and it made me look chunky, nope, not a fan.
That's funny. All right, we want your phone calls, text messages. What is the last thing mom and dad said to you before you went out when you were either in high school or even, you know, when you graduated and came home and stayed back at the house when you're an adult? That's funny, too. I love that. 25 and your mom's going, did you eat enough? We got a funny text message. If you're Italian, you're going to relate to this. We'll get to that coming up. Roy, let's do it like around 8:50. You going to be here still?
Yeah, I guess so.
Perfect. I love the enthusiasm.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
We had a good podcast yesterday. Go check out the Rap Party podcast. If you didn't hear more of the MRL show, find out why Nicole said the F word.
Oh.
You remember that?
I do remember that. You realize you're going to promote that?
Well, we have to promote our product, Roy. We have the Rap Party podcast. Why should you listen to that along with the Manny, Roy, and Loren show on the radio?
It's a little in-depth view, a look into our lives, unfiltered, but we try not to be so unfiltered. We try not to be like bad words.
But Nicole said the F word yesterday. Go find out why. It's up on the Kiss 95.1 app or Kiss 95.1.com. We're talking about the thing that your parents said to you before you left your house, either growing up in high school or if you moved back in or like lived at home when you were an adult over 18. Like, what's the thing they always said to you? And we got a text message from 704 from an Italian family. And it is so true. I grew up in northern New Jersey with a lot of Italian families, Roy. Mm-hmm. And more than one dad in the Italian family, and moms too. But a lot of times it was the dad who would go, You guys eat enough? You hungry? We'd be like, it'd be like 10:30. We'd be like, we're leaving. And dad would go, you guys eat enough? You hungry? You good?
eat enough.
Yes.
Italians love to eat, man. Oh,
they love to eat.
We got a, another text message saying that my dad would always say, don't forget what your last name is, implying don't do anything to make our name look bad. That's the good thing about me, my last name being Brown. There's so many of us. We're good. Like, there's nothing I can do to screw up all the Browns.
You live together, you die together. Let's see. Here's another text message that says, my dad would always say, beware of my surroundings whenever I went out. That's our friend Michelle in Waxhaw.
Mm.
Yep. How about my dad? My dad would say, now my mom would say, stay together. And my dad wasn't awake a lot when I would go out back in my prime. But he would say, need any money? And my friends would say, I do.
I have to say, that's the dad I want to hang around. Well, yes, I mean, sir, I do. He's not need a solid 100.
He's not looking to send out $100, but he might give you a 20.
Yeah.
704-570-9595. What did your parents tell you before you went out?
Oh, by the way, I always thought that was cool. My buddy Eric, growing up, his parents worked third shift. So whenever I'd go over and hang out and do sleepovers and whatever, they would just leave like $40. They're like, you know, here's for pizza tonight, breakfast tomorrow.
Isn't that nice? Like,
what?
Roy, you never heard of that? What would your mom do? Leave the ham and cheese out with bread? Say, make a
There's
sandwich?
There's a kitchen. There's a kitchen. Open up the refrigerator and make you something.
My brother swears that a friend of his had a money drawer. And the like anybody could go into it. You just had to write down what you took and who you were. So he had like a it was a son and two daughters.
Like an IOU thing?
No, or? It was just so that they knew where the money was going. So it'd be like,
okay,
hey, I took 60, Danny, or like I took 100, Mia. It was like a cash
That's
drawer.
Cruel. It's like petty cash at a business.
Bro, they were rich. They lived on a house that was like off a cliff. In northern New Jersey. It was like a real modern-looking place. All right, here's a couple text messages that we got flying in. 803 says, it never fails. My parents always said, call me when you get there. Didn't matter where I was going. let's see. My dad would say, stay out of trouble. That's so generic, though.
Yeah. Well, you know, there just came a period to my life where I was either at work or I was with my one friend. And my parents always knew... If I went MIA, it was either call Eric or he's at work.
Mm,
you know?
Yeah.
It's just, you know. So I guess my parents just didn't care.
910 said my mom would always say, don't do stupid ass. Beep.
Mm-hmm.
My dad would always say, nothing good happens after midnight, implying be home at a decent time.
Yep.
That is the daddest thing to say.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Maybe you're new to the show and you're wondering why it's Roy, myself, and producer Nicole. Where is Loren? If you are listening for the first time, Loren is our beautiful mother of now two babies. She's home with baby Jackson. Should be back on the show within 2 weeks. And if you are new and you never heard us before, she's hilarious. You got to come back and check us out. She's the glue.
She's the star. We're just here.
Exactly. If two people were going to be gone... She would be okay by herself. Roy and I need each other to work. She would also know the answer to this question, Roy, and she'd probably be right about it. I'm going to ask you and Nicole. I don't know if there's an actual right answer. I haven't looked it up. But how often do you guys wash your cloth masks? the silence is deafening.
It probably is once a week to 2 weeks.
Yeah. Okay.
It's bad, isn't it?
Not as bad as me. Nicole, what about you?
Hmm.
Oh, boy, right? We don't have an answer. We don't know.
I have two cloth masks, and I've had them for a while, and they've only been washed once.
Me too.
We have three, so I've washed them at least once, and I'm sure Sterling's washed them a couple times.
Wait a minute. You rotate three amongst the two of you?
Yeah.
So you share your mat? Wait.
No. Not like I have mine. He has his.
You have your set of three. He has his set of three.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because Nicole is about to come through.
Yeah.
No. I got mine. He's got his.
Because we did have that conversation a couple weeks ago about sharing masks, and you were adamant against it.
Oh, yeah. No. I keep mine near my bedside or in my car. He has his near his bedside.
Does anyone know, like, what is the ruling on how often you should be washing your masks? And don't say every day, because that's just not feasible, isn't it?
Well, we got a, let's see here. What's her doctor's name? Dr. Adijah says that currently the CDC's not giving us specific guidelines. They're just saying routinely wash depending on the frequency of use. She recommends that you do nightly.
Yeah, see, that's going to be the safe answer. And that's...
No.
What?
That's too much.
Yeah, right. I agree. Okay, I was going to say that's the safe answer. And I love doctors, Roy. And I get that doctors are always going to err on the side of caution. But just to say to wash it nightly because that's the safe thing to do. Like, what about it? Where's Dr. Sam? She knows how long germs live on cloth.
I don't think that lives on it that long. Well, I think it's pretty much dead science that doesn't live on cloth. That's why I'm not too worried about it. I mean, if it starts reeking or smelling, you should wash it. But if I have to wash it every night, then I'm going to need at least seven of them.
Yeah, because you're out to
laundry
every night.
Treat it like laundry. You know, I'll have to fold my socks and fold my masks.
I'm wearing mine right now. What's the longest you wear yours for?
What do you mean?
Because I wear mine in the building to go to the printer or the bathroom, which is quick. I don't wear it in the studio. I wear it while I'm walking out to my car, take it off as soon as I get in the car. The longest I'll wear it is if I'm at, like, the grocery store. That's the longest I'm out.
Yeah, I try to do everything I can to not wear it. So, you know, just same thing. As soon as I'm back in my car, I pop that bad boy off. But if I'm like doing grocery shop and it stays on the whole time, if I'm picking up food, stays on the whole time.
Right. But not for a long period of time.
No, it's like 10 minutes.
Yeah. A lot of people are texting. 704 says, I wash mine once a week. I rotate three. 910 says, I would say wear it two or three times, then wash it.
Oh.
And then she goes on to say, like, a good pair of jeans. But I read you're not supposed to wash your jeans. You're supposed to freeze them and put them in the top of the freezer.
Who has freezer space for that?
You fold them.
I can barely fit anything into my freezer. You look at my freezer, and you between the fruit and the vegetables and the waffles and the pizzas, not enough room in there.
Why are you not eating your fruits and vegetables? Why are you freezing them?
Because those are the lame foods.
Okay. 828 says you should
are way better.
Dude, 828 says you should do it daily.
No.
704 says daily. You guys are disgusting. Oh.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't. Don't look.
It might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Is the promise ring thing.
Not.
I think the Jonas Boys were big on that at one point.
Yeah. That's what children do.
I found this article. Actually, I didn't find it. One of our team members found it, and they sent it over to us. It's from the Daily Mail. A man posted a picture of a ring he was going to give his girlfriend. It wasn't an engagement ring. It wasn't a wedding ring. It was a promise ring. And it's got his name on it. So he said, I'm giving you my first name until I can give you my last name. And the internet went nuts and they're calling him possessive. Like,
yeah.
Like either go all in and give her the engagement ring like Roy did to his boyfriend Sterling a couple weeks ago, or don't do anything at all. But just to put your name on it and give her a promise ring, he's getting crushed for it. And I don't understand why. I think it's a sweet thing to do.
You're for the promise ring?
I think it's a sweet thing to do. Am I
wrong?
It's
not a sweet thing to do. What's the difference between a promise ring and an engagement ring?
I mean, I think there's a big difference.
What's that?
I think the promise ring says, hey, when I get more money and I can afford an engagement ring, I'll get you one.
Well, you can still propose without a ring, no?
I don't know. Nicole, how do you weigh in?
If you're too broke...
I don't think that you should propose without a ring. But also, well, I don't think a prom, like
when I think of a promise ring, I think of, like, for me, I would give a girlfriend a promise ring if I simply wanted to give her a piece of jewelry. I mean, I'm not saying, like, I don't know, I wouldn't make it a huge deal versus of, oh, hey, I, you know, we're not there in our relationship right now. But I do see that down the line, here's a nice piece of jewelry.
But it's got his name on it, too. That's the other reason why people are freaking out about it.
That's creepy.
Is it?
I mean, but I don't know. Is it? I know some people who wear necklaces of the other person's name.
Yeah, that's true. I love what he said, though. He said, I'm giving you my first name until I can give you my last name.
Corny.
But I'm looking through the article. Nowhere does it say why he hasn't, like, Roy, it doesn't say, like, he's saving up for money.
Are they 18?
No. No, but somebody commented and said, would you also like a dog collar with your name on it? Talk about possessive. I don't know. I kind of think that I don't know. I hate when a guy does something sweet and gets pounded for it. We're already bad enough caveman-like mentality when it comes to you ladies. You don't, you know, chivalry's dead. You can't find a good guy. We hear all this stuff over the years, Roy, on the show.
Okay, but a promise ring is just silly, right?
I don't know. 704 says, my now husband gave me a promise ring. It was to promise me that he would be true to me and promise to always be there for me. So then,
but isn't that what the relationship is in itself?
I don't know. You know what? Let's do this. Let's get her on.
Okay.
If she could jump on with us. Or maybe someone else got the promise ring and you can explain the process. Because Roy's like, why not just skip the promise ring and go right to the engagement ring? That's basically why what not? You're saying, right?
Yeah.
And I'm saying that there's probably different reasons why, and it's still cute to give the engagement, the promise ring. Even if it has his name on it, I think that's cute.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Mandy Roy and the Rim Morning Show, Kiss 95.1. Talking about promise rings, I just don't understand the concept of them. Like, why not just get engaged? Or better yet, if the promise is just that you're going to be a good boyfriend, isn't that what the relationship is in itself?
We got an article forwarded to us from one of our staff members here that says, it's from the Daily Mail, and a man was called possessive after he gave his girlfriend a promise ring with his name on it, but there was also a really cute note that said, hey, I'm giving you my first name until I can give you my last name, but there's no reason as to why he's waiting and giving a promise ring. And we have lots of people on hold, Roy, who have gone down the promise ring path, including the person who texted us, and her name is Shelby. I'm sorry, her name is Stephanie, and she lives in Shelby. Hi, Stephanie.
Hey.
Hi.
Did you hear me?
So you got a promise ring. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so I was in college when my now husband gave me one. I thought it was cute. I wasn't upset about it. Now I didn't have like his name or anything. I think that's kind of creepy.
Do you?
But yeah, I wouldn't want something that had his name on it.
Okay.
That to me is a little creepy. Heart ring. A promise that we would be together and that he would engage.
What's she saying?
Okay, Stephanie, thank you. Sorry, your phone is breaking up a little bit. I'll reiterate. I think he was going through like a couple of issues. I think I heard the word surgery. And
what? And I missed all of that.
He was waiting.
Oh, what?
I think I heard that. It was like,
I missed all that.
It was like,
so he's in the military, and he's on SEAL Team 6, Caleb Bin Laden, and gave a promise ring.
And you're like, did she just say he was part of SEAL Team 6 who killed Bin Laden? What? Something major.
Hearing cancer?
But she was an adult, and she got the promise ring. Kayla and Pageland on line 7 says it's more of an underage thing. Hey, Kayla.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hi. Hello, ma'am. Go ahead. Talk to Roy and I. Tell us about the promise ring. What are your thoughts?
So, in my opinion, it's just more of like, if you're underage and you're not old enough to get engaged, then you're like, hey, when we get older, I would like to get engaged. But even as an adult, it'd be like, maybe we're not there in our relationship yet, but I want to get there one day.
See, Roy? It's just like, hey, I don't know if I'm... But see, okay, then
what hand do you put it on? Do you put it on your engagement hand?
No, your right hand.
Right hand.
It'll be on your other finger or another finger on that hand, but not that finger.
Kayla, would you be okay if you got one with his name on it?
No.
See, people find that. That's where they're drawing the line on this. Thanks, Kayla. Is that the guy gave her a promise ring with his name on it. But again, I love the explanation. He said, I'm giving you my first name until I can give you my last name. I think that's awesome. Dominique. Go ahead.
Text from 910 says, treat promise rings like a love language. People like words of affirmation. And promise rings are another way to allow people to make a promise to another and just show that they care.
Hi, Dominique in Gastonia.
Hi.
Go ahead and weigh in.
Yes, I think it's cute that he did that. Like, to me, it doesn't bother me. I got my promise ring when I was 21. Then I got engaged when I was 22. And we're about to get married in 3 weeks.
That's awesome. But, like, I understand the promise ring, but I think Roy's argument is like, why just skip that and go right to the ring?
No, we weren't ready, and I wanted to make sure that he was going to commit to me, so I felt like the promise ring was just a stepping stone to get to the engagement.
So you want to make sure that he wasn't ever going to date anyone else ever and not break up with you, but you weren't ready for engagement.
Right.
Roy's dumbfounded by that thinking, and you're like, yeah.
I think it's cute.
I do too. Thanks, Dominique.
I just pretty much gave the definition of engagement, and she's like, yeah, promise ring.
Oh, dude, good thing you're not an attorney. She'd be a tough witness. Brittany in Concord on line 4 says that the promise ring is a possessive thing. Is that true, Brittany?
I believe it is. I was given a promise ring whenever I was in high school, and it was a possessive guy who wanted other people, if I was out public, to know, hey, I'm taken, so don't, like, hit on me or anything.
Yeah, that's lame. That's lame. Did you end up getting engaged to him?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Okay. And I had 3 promise rings. He gave me 3 different ones. And he didn't hold up his end of the promise, so.
Oh, why did he give you 3?
I know.
He got a promise a lot.
He gave me one, and then he gave me another one, and then he cheated on me, and then he gave me another one. So every time he cheated.
Ooh. Now, hang on here. I can maybe understand this. The promise ring fixed cheating.
Yeah, every time he cheated, he promised he wouldn't do it again, so he gave you 3 trophies.
So he gave me that ring.
Yeah, what a stand-up guy.
Once we were done, though, it's gone on Craigslist and made some money off of them.
Yeah. Good for you. All right.
Maybe, like...
Thanks, Brittany.
Thanks, Brittany. Instead of buying promise rings, just buy gifts.
Like, right? What? I don't know. What? You can't always wear a gift. What are you going to do? Buy someone, like, a blender?
No. Why call it a promise ring? Like, oh, here's a really nice piece of jewelry just for you. Well, I don't know. The promise ring sounds like you're 13 years old to me.
Okay. I mean, you just heard from a whole slew of people.
I know. And I know I'm in the minority here because I got a text here at 704 that says promise rings are cute until late 20s. And I'm like, late 20s? If Sterling showed up with a promise ring, I'd laugh him out of the room.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.